Sobering up. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The tone of the Iraq discussion seems to have changed suddenly. Senator McCain has spent the last couple of days trying to stoke a who-lost-Iraq debate.
The president's mishandling of Iraq for the past 5 years, his consistent inaction on Syria, have now brought us to the verge of disaster.
But after a series of closed-door briefings on Thursday, described by one participant as sobering, pro-intervention Republicans like Marco Rubio seemed to tone down the rhetoric.
I felt that what the president said today is a much better place to be than we were 24 hours ago.
And anti-intervention Democrats, like Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut, were conceding that
maybe that a short-term limited engagement to help stand up the Iraqi military makes sense.
And as for the president's decision to keep Americans out of the actual fighting, CBS's Clarissa Ward in Baghdad says that's the way the Iraqi government wants it.
They're trying to avoid the perception that Iraq is somehow dependent on the U.S. or that it is weak militarily.
So maybe, even though we're careening towards a congressional election, we can carve out a consensus here that regardless of what policy mistakes may have allowed this to happen, regardless of how incompetent the current Iraqi government is, the United States has a legitimate self-defense interest here. And we will therefore deny any attempt at nationhood by any armed group spawned by Al-Qaeda. Period. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.